The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.
Prestige Jaco, our pre-match interview. He's jumped on the phone, which has been good enough to join us. Australia's number one motorhome dealer, brand new and used Jaco caravans, camper trailers, you name it. The experienced team at Bellarine Highway in Newcombe. Jack Henry's on the line now. Jack, congratulations on the win last night. What are your thoughts as you just enjoy your Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was a great win. It's always nice to go to the MCG and play on the big stage and get a win like that. It was pretty special for the group.
After the start, obviously, with the Cats unable to kick a goal in the opening term, you then found another 14 different gears. It must be extraordinary when you're just kicking goal after goal, and I think it might have been 10 or 11 on the trot at one stage for the Cats.
Yeah, it was a bit not alarming. We sort of knew what our method was. We didn't want to change the way we were playing, so I think we just stuck to it, and I guess the results started to come, and got a little grind. He was killing it for us, so he really drove that and he bring a bit more excitement and enthusiasm, and yeah, the boys really thrived off that.
Jack, it's Ben Cass. Thanks for joining us on a Saturday afternoon. As a defender, you're noticing this year, I mean, it probably goes without saying, but it seems like there's a lot more pressure on the ball coming down, and obviously that makes your job a lot easier. Even in the first term last night, when you were the flow of the game was against you, you were able to only concede 3 scoring shots. And you know, in previous years, potentially the opposition had been able to kick and get a run and kick 4 or 5 goals. But have you noticed a lot more pressure on the ball coming down?
Yeah, definitely. I think our forwards this year have really done a great job putting pressure in our forward 50 and our mid. When they're up and going, they're winning clearances and putting pressure on that ball. It makes it so much easier for us. So, yeah, it really showed last night when the boys were putting pressure, winning clearances, and made our job a lot easier.
Jack, Peter Ryan here. Well done last night. Just on that, I know you've only been there 2 years, but last year your record at the MCG wasn't great, and this year you've won all 4. Do you feel like the game style that you're playing is more conducive to success at the G than it was probably previously?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of it probably has to do with the pressure that we're bringing and just the sort of the way that we're moving the ball and controlling the game and playing the game on our terms is really what's helping us. But yeah, I think it's almost like it's clicked a bit more this year. Yeah, it's really working for us at the moment.
Jack, what did you think when you hear people booing Gary Ablett, obviously as a long-time Geelong fan?
Yeah, it's a strange one because he's probably one of the best ever. So yeah, I don't know. I think it does sort of wind him up, and he gets going and plays some good footy, motivates him a little bit. So it's good also to hear a lot of the Cats fans cheering for him. So that outweighed the boos a fair few times last night.
Hopefully they're booing you one day, Jack, because that means you've probably become a star of the competition. We were talking before about the 2009 team. You obviously grew up a Geelong supporter, did you?
Yep, definitely.
So you would have been about 10 when that team was running around. Who were your favourite players of the sort of 07, 08, 09 era?
Some good ones. I used to live up the street from Jimmy Vartel, so I used to really like Jimmy. And then I love watching Scarlo and Laurie and all those guys as well, and Joel Corey and all of them, Joel. So, yeah, it's a good team, good fun watching those guys.
Yeah, no doubt, it's good fun watching you guys at the moment. Can we ask you, I mean, you're still very much in the infancy of your own footy career, but you seem to be growing. You know, as we watch you each week alongside Mark O'Connor, who's doing the same, Tom Stewart has been doing it for a couple of years. Did you have a sort of a focus on your football coming into this year in terms of an area that you were hoping to improve?
I mean, I just want to improve as a whole, as a player, I guess. Like, I found playing, or my role, I sort of try to be an intercept player. And just keep working on that sort of stuff. It's just sort of, for us, it's playing the system, and I just want to play my role well and do my job each week, and sort of that's sort of what I put my focus into. I'm probably more focusing on this year compared to last year, just sort of being a bit more vocal and sort of stepping up in a bit in terms of like leadership as well. So, obviously, improve in general.
At this stage of your career, do you feel more comfortable on a smaller player, or do you feel a little bit more comfortable on a taller forward?
I think it doesn't faze me too much. I mean, I don't. Yeah, I generally probably play a bit smaller these days, but I don't get too worried about who I play on, because sort of the way we play in defence, we sort of chop and change depending on where the ball is on the ground, and so I'll find myself on a lot of different guys. But yeah, I'm not too fussed about who I'm playing on.
It's probably obviously been a strength of the team all over the park that you do have that versatility to be able to mix and match. Who have you played on in your career thus far that you've left the field and thought, geez, plenty to work on there? Who's somebody who you've found difficult to play on?
It's a tough one because sort of I haven't really been sort of given a proper sort of matchup where it'll be like, you've got this guy, you've got to do the job on him. So it's so I'll sort of find myself on plays, find myself on Eddie Betts or something like that. And just some of the craft they have as forwards, you can tell they're pretty tricky kind of players to play on. Each week you always come across someone who's going to be a really good player and hard to play on. So I think, it's pretty hard.
Voice on the phone you're listening to is Jack Henry. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Jack, of course, coming via St Mary's and the Geelong under-18 system, debuting last year. Jack, here is Drew Jones from Fox Footy.
Jack, well done last night. You're part of the best defence in the AFL right now. Tell us about the chemistry amongst the Geelong defenders.
Yeah, I think we just love playing with each other. Like, we're very close off the field. We quite regularly catch up for dinners and really enjoy each other's company, which I think helps a lot. So we all want to play for each other and support each other, whether it be in the air, on the ground. So I think we just try and play our method, and obviously our mids and forwards are helping us a lot with the pressure they're putting on. So
who are the real vocal leaders down back for you, Jack? Who gives you the most direction during the game?
Mark Blitzars and Harry Taylor definitely sort of drive that. Big blitz. He's doesn't stop talking. So, he's really helpful in terms of setting up our defence.
Jack Blue, McGrath, well done last night and on your career so far. When the boys ask you before they bet your hardest play, you know you sometimes can say they've all been actually quite easy.
Definitely not. Definitely not the case, but it's going all right.
All good. Now, you've got a few days off. The club have announced that. So what's Jack Henry do with his few days off? Do you go away? Do you get up in the sun a bit? Or do you just chill out around Geelong? What's Jack Henry's plan?
I think I might head down the coast, I think. Might go stay tonight in Port Campbell or so. A few of my mates. It's one of my mates' 21st, so you might go down there for a couple of nights.
Nice.
Jack, you spent at the end of last season with Brandon Parfitt and Mark O'Connor up at the top end. You guys good mates. What was that experience like?
It was a good experience. Those boys are quite close now, so they're always good fun to be around and, really enjoy each other's company.
How did Mark go up in the sun there, Jack? Did he have to like wear a boiler suit and a balaclava?
We always make sure he's got his sunscreen on, Mark, and always make sure he's got a few layers of clothing on as well. He burns very easily.
Clearly, no mirrors in your house, Ben Casanilio.
Any chance to get over to Ireland, Jack, at the end of this season?
there has been talks. Actually, I think I'll definitely one day go and stay with Mark, so over in Ireland, which would be pretty awesome. So hopefully this year, maybe.
Well, don't get directions off your mum and dad, because I saw them last night wandering around the rooms, desperately trying to find a door to get in. Brendan and Karen, though, the Richmond people wouldn't let them through, and they looked lost.
Yeah, mum's shocking with directions. Hopefully I don't catch up to her. But
Jack, it's a marvellous start. What's been the internal workings from the coach, though, about a start and what it amounts to in terms of chasing September glory? What's Chris Scott been saying?
We're obviously very happy with how he's gone in the first half of the year, and it's sort of Scotty likes keeping a lid on it, obviously, and we as a club, we think we can still have a lot of improvement, so we just really want to, pretty cliche, but go out there each week and improve and get better, and hopefully that will lead us into that will lead us well into, if we can make finals, the finals.
Well, no doubt you are improving, and I reckon you're improving every single game as well. You've probably got a couple of All-Australians around you, and maybe that could be an aspiration for you too. But we appreciate your time on a Saturday afternoon. Will you get out into are you talking about heading to Port Campbell? Anything else on the agenda for Queen's birthday and the time off?
Oh, no, not really. I'll just enjoy the break, I think. I'm just actually watching the VFL boys at the moment at Punt Road. So
I was going to say, I could hear a whistle in the background. What's going on there? Give us a match report.
Oh, Ryan Abbott's lining up right now, and he's just sprayed it. Fortunately, I think we're down by 10 points.
Jet Buse going?
Yeah, I was watching it earlier. He's done some pretty good things. Sorry, do a few nice spoils, and yeah, he's looking pretty good, Jed.
Oh, good.
Just invoice K-Rock for that, Jack.
Around the ground, thanks very much for Prestige, JK. Jack, appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to watching the VFL, and good luck with the break.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Jack Henry there joining us for Prestige. JK, the experienced team at Bellarine Highway in Newcombe, over 30 years of experience. Maybe 2019 could be the year you jump into a JK.
The Prestige JK pre-game interview.